this is my Lord. It is, we have our relationship. I belong to him and he belongs to me. Only then can bhakti really rise in your heart and unfold. Because bhakti is about a relationship, a divine relationship, a relationship between you and God. No? So, just like, let us say, I will say to Gokrishna, Gokrishna is my assistant, he's my servant. No? He will say, I'm serving my spiritual master. So this concept of mineness binds two people or a few people together in sambandha, in a relationship. And if you, therefore, I was very happy when I spoke yesterday with a Brahmin from one village in Vrindavan. He says, our Krishna, my Krishna. This is the whole idea. It's a personal thing. It's not an abstract concept. So I would like to talk today about the origins of this festival. And yeah, I have a surprise for all of you. But I won't say what it is. Good, so I think we can start now. How do you like the tent? It's a nice atmosphere, no? Almost a little like in the village, no? Our village tent. Good, so what, yes. See.
Jayaradha Madhava Kunyaviha Hari Jayaradha Madhava Kunyavihari Jayaradha Madhava Kunyavihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Yamunatira Vanachari. Yamunatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihadi. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, everybody, sing one more time, a little louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada Chila, Prabhu Pada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Siddharthe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Siddharthe. Shri Krishna Jamashtami Mahotsava Ki Gaura Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Oh, one moment. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajade Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jayatam Suratur Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarvasva Padambojo Shishi Radha Madan Mohanuno Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pranamami Hari Priye Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vritam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vidang Cha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanshakalpa Taruvyasya Sita Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.
One moment, I will just organize my notes so that I can have easy access. Hare Krishna. I will give the lecture in a little different style. I will introduce the subject first and then chant with all of you the verse. Have you ever thought about if there are any traces of a historical Krishna? What do we mean with a historical person? A historical person, for instance, is Caesar. In order to know that Caesar, the emperor of the Roman Empire, really existed, there needs to be a few proofs. For instance, scriptures need to be there about him. His words, you know, need to be written down somewhere, and you can trace that the manuscripts are so and so old. You need to find archaeological proofs that Caesar was there. For instance, you need to excavate, also du musst Ausgrabung machen in Rome, and then you should be able to find some marble blocks with the statement here Caesar house was, for instance, or and so on. So in order to prove, the English word is the historicity of a person, there need to be a few proofs, you know, hardcore proofs, that things written in stone, archaeological findings about him. Otherwise, his existence is not historically sure. Sonst ist dass er mal gelebt hat, das ist geschichtlich nicht nachweisbar sonst. Das ist dann ein Glaubensartikel. Nicht? Oh ja. Then it becomes a matter of religion and belief, where you don't look for such type of proofs. So the question which comes up in a person, in a modern follower of Krishna, is, was there ever a personality like Krishna on this earth? I mean, is it only in religious scriptures? Then it's historically not relevant. Or are there some historical proofs? Do you follow what I say? Or is it strange? You can understand. Good. I need to see if I speak your language. Means the concepts, that they meet with your concepts. I read yesterday, or was it this morning? I think it was this morning in the night, a book on this. And in fact, there are a lot of proofs. For instance, astrological proofs are there, but also there are scriptures which speak about dynasties, and they say, yes, there was a Yadu dynasty, and yes, there was Krishna was in there. There are archaeological proofs. There were excavations over a period of 10 or 15 years, I forgot. They were a certain branch of archaeology. It's called marine archaeology, where you look in the water for the proofs, because, you know, land shifts. The geomantic plateaus move. You know, Africa was once connected with Europe, but it has separated over the time. So things change in this changing world. And so they found amazing proofs in the ocean that, yes, there was Dwaraka there, a highly civil, a high culture with which dates back 3,000 after before Christ, so 5,000 years around. Then there is other proofs. I don't want to bore you. There is one Heliodorus column. It's somewhere. It's a säule, a plinth, a column with inscriptions about Vasudev. The name is there, Vasudev, the leader of the Yadus, and this column, it dates back also to a time before Christ appeared. No? And it gives a significant time before Christ appeared. But, you know, ultimately, for a devotee of Krishna, these things may be interesting, but I believe as devotees of Krishna, we are not so much dependent on the modern, let me say, archaeological and historical proofs. For us, Krishna, the interest in Krishna is more, can I experience Krishna? If he is God, can I personally feel his presence in my life, and can I feel a relationship with him? No, it is something else. No one thinks when they investigate Caesar's historicity, can I have a relationship now with Caesar? I mean, only one or two crazy Caesar fans would maybe think like this. But when we turn to someone like Krishna, or the Christians will turn to Jesus, they are interested. Can I have a relationship with Krishna now in the year 2022, or where are we? That's our question. So immediately the question of Krishna for a devotee of Krishna moves away from historical proofs into a very personal dimension where he or she wants to somehow find his or her relationship to Krishna, and maybe even improve it. No? Isn't it? So, when we celebrate Jamashtami, we feel more happy to leave the materialistic, material level of proofs and investigations, and we are more happy to arrive at a spiritual level, a highly personalized, experience-oriented dimension. No? So this is also the place from which I wish to give my Jamashtami lectures. Yeah, for the new beginners in spiritual life, it may be interesting that, yes, they were digging up the ocean and they found archaeological proofs, and that it may be interesting, it may be valuable, maybe. But for devotees, they feel, let's discuss, please, how Krishna can appear in my life, how he can be present, how I can make a relationship. This is more of interest. And when our speaker who gives the Jamashtami lecture loses himself into the finding out the proofs for the Heliodorus, you know, he was an ambassador of the Yavana tribe, who are now the Greek, who found this, who made this pillar. No, we want to move on. We want to come to more important things. We want to enter the land of the Spirit. Hare Krishna.
Good. So, I would like to start before... let me get into... Yes, I want to start with a verse from the Bhagavatam where you can find a method how you can prove to yourself your relationship to Krishna. How you can find your path to Krishna in the year 2020, yes. So please chant with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantasto Hyabhadrani Virunoti Suritsatam Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. Yes, please. Ityantasto hyabhadrani Virunoti suritsatam. Invata svam kata krishna Punya shavana kirtana Redyantasto hyabhadrani Vidhunoti suritsa. Yes, a Vaishnavi, please, or two. Shinvatam sakada gitna Antasto yodatani Vidunodi suritsatam Shrinvatam. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of the urge to hear the message of, yes, Svakataha, his own words, Krishna, the personality of Godhead Krishna, Punya, virtues, Shravana, hearing, Kirtanaha,
chanting. Vidyantasta. Within one's heart. He certainly abhadrani desire to enjoy matter. Vidunoti cleanses Surit benefactor Satam of those interested in truth. So you will hear now where you must dig to find Krishna. You will hear now how you must look into the stars to find Krishna. You will hear now the process where you can find out if Krishna is there or not. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So the text says that Krishna in the heart helps you to find Krishna in the heart. Purport. Messages of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are non-different from him. Whenever, therefore, someone hears offenselessly the glorification of the Lord, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshastaka, declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally, directly, in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we are modern people and have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed how to develop a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. So, Prabhupada once said, we need to write purports to his purport. So just allow me to just give you a little summary where we are so far, so that it makes sense what we will hear a little later. We are talking about searching for Krishna, or finding out if Krishna is really there in our lives. No? That's the subject. So, in the beginning, let me say positively. So here the method is given. It's a spiritual method. It has nothing to do with shovels, as they are used in archaeology, or microscopes and comparing manuscripts. No, this method is different. It's a spiritual method to find out if there is Krishna. It's you hear about him, either the holy name or his glories, And then he appears in the heart. Totally different method. You can follow? Very, very different. Now, the problem here is that only those who are pure in their heart will feel an attraction to this method. And only for them it will work. It's a mystical process. In any mystical, in any spiritual process, there are a few rules. You have to keep them, and then it works. It's almost like in scientific procedures, you also need to have a few rules when you do the echological excavations and on microscope, or when you use chemistry to find out how old is a manuscript and so on. So and maybe you notice you may not have so much taste in applying this method in your life. I'm giving Japa retreats, that's one of my services, all over the world. And usually my customers are people who have difficulties to chant the holy names. These are the people who come. Those who chant already in ecstasy don't need a Japa retreat. They come for good company, but they are very few. We have this problem. We have no taste. And Prabhupada says there is a process how you can get taste. There is a process how you can become a competent spiritual archaeologist. There is a process. You have to serve someone who's attached to Krishna. And then this attachment comes from his heart into your heart. Huh? That's the process he says here. And now comes, I think, one of the masterpieces of Srila Prabhupada's literary work, what he has written. He says, the Lord, listen to this, it's very difficult English. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. I know most of us speak German as their mother tongue, so was heißt das denn in Deutsch? The Lord, oh my God, ist das schwierig zu übersetzen. The Lord, also ich krieg's nur so hin, erwidert, die Bemühung, die seine Devotees unternehmen, um ihn kennenzulernen. Ne? The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. You have to use an idiomatic translation for this. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, and the Lord sees this, that there's someone who really wants to know. Then the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord, on his side, is more anxious, begierig in Deutsch, to take us back into his kingdom than we can ever desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few persons want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. Amazing. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desire to lord it over material nature. It's very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts, this is something like experts, many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord Himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of woman and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Hare Krishna, that, I know that's a strong purport. It has a lot of information in there, and it's difficult to capture everything in one catch, so to say, in one hearing. My suggestion is, you have the number there. One, it can be found in the Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, verse 17. It's really my all-time favorite. I'm as far as I'm concerned, everything is which you need to know is in this purport of Srila Prabhupada. But maybe others have a different mindset, so you may prefer other verses. But this definitely is one of the must-know verses. Good. So we have already chanted the pranam mantra. Shri Krishna Jamashtami Mahotsava Ki Jai. I would like to now first of all discuss a little bit about this day, so that we know the auspiciousness of the day. And then I want to end briefly with a little something on how to make your relationship with Krishna strong. Once the great devotee Yudhishthira asked Krishna, can you please tell me how we should celebrate your birthday? Yudhishthira was a great devotee of Krishna, and he had heard about Krishna's mysterious appearance in Mathura. You know, we find from the Mahabharata how Krishna was discussed at the time when he walked over the planet Earth. There were people who were absolutely his devotee because they could see how he could arrange everything. How this Vasudev, they called him Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, was really showing such incredible wonders, like showing a universal form in the court of in the imperial court of Hastinapur. They were really, really, really amazed, but they couldn't figure out who was Krishna, even when he was there. He was too mysterious. I'm reminded, we have a few Persian people in the audience, and I know in Persia they will listen, a good number of devotees is listen to this. I'm reminded of the spiritual teacher of Rumi, Shams from the town of Tibritz. No one could figure him out. He was just so beyond all categories. He was just so now imagine Krishna, God himself, choosing to take an avatar, appear amongst us. People could not understand him. The scriptures give an analogy. They say when fishes swim in the water and they see the moon in the water, they think he's another fish. And they try to joke with the moon by poking him, but they can't capture him. He's the moon. He's not a fish. He's totally different and really somewhere else. So when Krishna appeared on this planet, it was very difficult for the conditioned souls to understand him, just like it's difficult for fishes to understand the reflected moon in the water. How will you explain a fish what this is? So Krishna always, at all times, could only be understood by his devotees and through love, through devotional love. Because that's the dimension where you can come closer to Krishna. So Yudhishthira knew, my Lord, can you please tell me about your birthday? We want to celebrate it. You are so special, but you need to tell us. What was it? So Yudhishthira, so Krishna smiled at Yudhishthira and he said, oh Yudhishthira, when I left Vrindavan and came to Mathura, I had been invited for a wrestling match. And in this wrestling match, the great demon Kamsa found his end. I was standing at that time in the middle of the wrestling arena. You know, it was a huge arena. You could compare it with the Colosseum, maybe, which is there in Rome. You know, a huge place. I was standing in the midst of the arena, and the people of Mathura were cheering. Musicians played music because finally this tyrant Kamsa had found his end. At that time, a lonely woman walked through the arena. She cried. It was Devaki. Devaki said, I can only say it in the Balkane language because Balkane language is very affectionate. My son! My son! You know, my son. And everyone saw how another man ran through the arena. It was Vasudev, the husband of Devaki, and he cried also, my son. And then all the people of Mathura cried, wow, Devaki and Vasudev, they are now reunited with their lost son who stayed for 11 years somewhere else. We can't believe the scene of happy reunification. And then what happened then? They all said, today we are happy. Today Krishna is born to us again. Today the demon Kamsa has been killed in the wrestling arena. Oh, Madhusudan Krishna, please be kind to us and remove all doubts within our minds. Tell us when you were born, please. We will celebrate a festival, O Krishna. Please be kind to your surrendered devotees. isn't it? When you make a relationship with someone, you ask, may I know your good birthday? And then you type it in your mobile telephone, nothing else. And then when the birthday of that person comes, it makes a bing to you, and you know, I have to greet him and give him a WhatsApp message. So, same mood. Please, we love you. Give us the time of your birthday. We want to make a huge festival at that time. And then Krishna begins to speak. Just hear how Krishna speaks. During the monsoon season, on the eighth day of the dark fortnight of the moon of Bhadra, when the sun had entered Leo, and when the moon was in Taurus, I think our Christian can figure that out, conjoined with the star Rohini at the halfway point of the night, I was born as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And then he said, and this celebration will be known in this world by one name. It will be known as Janmashtami Vrata. On this day, Krishna speaks, celebrate a great festival, even if there's COVID. That was a modern interpretation. On this day, celebrate a great festival, honoring the goddess Devaki also. We should honor the mother also on this day. Yesterday was Janmashtami in Vrindavan, and you see the deity of Yashoda, she holds something brown in her hand, and what it is a very special preparation which is given to ladies right after they have given birth, so that their strength comes back, because one is little weak after having given birth. We have, by the way, one Janmashtami child, which I know of. There must be a few Janmashtami children. But today and at the Mangal Aarti time, Devi Kumari and Radhika Ranjan, wonderful devotees of this global Kirtan project, they have given birth to, what is it, a boy or a girl? What? A boy, even to a little boy. Yes, one Janmashtami child. There will be many Janmashtami childs, but I know of one. We had to pray intensely. So, good. So, Krishna says, on this day, you must celebrate a great festival honoring the goddess Devaki also. You can begin this festival in Mathura, start there, and soon it will spread all over the world. Krishna must have had Goloka Dham in mind, you know, Abenteuer, here, our place, our little place. After hearing these words, the whole of Mathura exploded in jubilation. They shouted, Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai Shri Krishna!
Yes, oh, you chant very nicely. Thank you. And they did everything like Krishna had instructed. As a result, there was peace, happiness, and good fortune everywhere. When you will celebrate today, there will be peace in your life, happiness, and so much auspiciousness. This is a blessed day, Prabhus. And Madhajis and my doubters and skeptics also in the audience. This is a day where there are divine blessing on it. You just need to be at the proper place and celebrate. Celebrations, Bhagavad Dharma will give us announcements later. He's still busy. He will come, what, how we will celebrate today. But as you go through the celebrations, you know, birthday celebrations of Krishna, you will please Krishna. He has instructed, do this, you must do this if you want to be close to me, and you will have peace. What is it? Peace, shantir, astu, sukham. Sukham means great bliss. And then loka shantu. Loka means shantu. Loka shantu niramayaha. It means loka shantu means peace for the whole world. It will spread from here like concentric waves, first to the village. I hope the cows first get it, who are there in the cow show, stall. And it will go everywhere. And you should pray that the whole world and every single person will get the blessings of Krishna Jamashtami. That is, it is quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, what I have read to you. It's wave 15, text 248, if you, it starts, and then it goes on. So Krishna predicted that the Janmashtami festival will be celebrated all over the world. And I want to say the way, the classical way in which a devotee celebrates this is in two ways. We will do all the ceremonies like Abhishek. We will have a midnight aarti at 12 o'clock, you know, midnight sharp, which was the time. But there's a second, a more deeper dimension to celebrating Jamashtami, which is that you turn to Krishna and you purify your own life and heart wherever there is need to improve something. You are the only person who knows this fully, and you are also the only person who can do it. It's a private festival. It's something which is up to each single one of us to celebrate that Jamashtami. Everyone will be able to see if you are at the midnight aarti and eating the feast. That's a public event. Everyone will see. But whether or not you celebrate purifying your heart so that you can receive Krishna, it's an entirely personal matter. No one will also be able to look into this, nor will anyone, you know, it's called pry into another's life. Also mit der Nase im Leben, Privatleben eines anderen herumschnüffeln, das macht kein kultivierter Mensch. So this is all your private affair, and I would love to give you a few spiritual guidelines how you can celebrate Jamashtami on the personal, private dimension. I will not speculate about this, but read to you from scripture so that you really find a good guidance, good guideline. No? There is one very important pastime where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the exemplary bhakta or devotee of Krishna, teaches the devotees how to celebrate Krishna's appearance in their heart. The pastime is well known to those of you who are a little longer practicing bhakti. It's the Gundicha Marjana pastime, where the Gundicha temple is first cleansed so that then Jagannath can come there and be put on the altar in the temple. He cannot come on an altar which is not pure, this temple is empty for 1 year, and there is so much dust and straw which accumulates in India. Ooh, some of us who go to Vrindavan and go to the go maybe not to a guest room but have their little accommodation there, they know when you come back after 1 year, it's like it's really this thick dust, you know. You really have to work to make the space where you stay inhabitable. So after 1 year, this temple, Gundicha, is totally... In German language, you would say verdreckt. It is totally dirty. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his devotees, cleansed this temple so that the Lord of the universe, when he has finished his procession, can find a good place to step in and to sit there. So this pastime has also another deeper dimension. It is an illustration of cleansing the heart so that Krishna can come there and step into the heart. Before Krishna appears, and the heart must be cleansed. Just like when Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, first the womb was cleansed by whom? Do you remember? Balaram. Balaram appeared. Thank you. And he made this place proper. So our hearts are also very much attracting dirt. Maybe you also have a human heart like me. And you know, Prabhupada once said, living in this world means there will be contaminations in the consciousness. And he gave an example. If you drive with a car through a muddy road, the car will get dirty, especially the mirror on the car, and you can't see anything. So if you go through a year of trying even to practice spiritual life, there will be some contaminations which come. So before Krishna can appear in the heart, you must purify the place really nicely. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Chetoda Panamajanam, cleanse the heart, the marrow of the heart, by the chanting of the Lord's holy name. You remember, you study all these things, you know everything. So, but I want to address now the question, my dear devotees, which is my big question in my life. I struggle maybe more than with any other point in thing in my life. With one thing is that sometimes I don't feel Krishna is responding or reciprocating. I'm trying, but I remain dry. I'm trying, but there seems to be not the answer, at least, which I can understand and hear. This is something which is dealt with in all spiritual traditions. It's called the silence of God, das Stillschweigen Gottes. It is a great problem for it sometimes disturbs the faith. I'm a preacher in our movement, and I happen to speak to many of you, and sometimes they say, we are trying since so many years, but where is it happening, and when is it happening that that Krishna becomes revealed in the heart. Huh? Do you know about this subject, the silence of God? You know. My dear devotees, I would like to read to you a dialogue between a devotee and God, from our tradition, Vaishnav tradition, where you can hear about Krishna. Herzlich willkommen. Schön, dich zu sehen. Setz dich doch nach vorne, man sieht dich so selten. I first heard about this many years ago from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, who had visited our Heidelberg temple. Vishvadev will remember, he was the temple president at that time, and he would give a lecture series on the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. At that time, this classical Vaishnava literature was not yet translated. No? And he would give systematic lectures, very wonderful lectures. I don't know if they were recorded, but you can find him on, where is it, Gaur Krishna? YouTube, maybe. He gives lectures on the, or his own webpage, no? Facebook. You can find his seminars on Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Excellent seminars. And there is one part in the scripture where an answer is given to the question, what goes on in Krishna's heart when he sees his devotees are trying to satisfy him? There is really information about Krishna, reliable description with a real incident that happened where Krishna reveals his heart, how he feels about his devotees who are trying and trying and failing and trying and failing and trying in this world. And it's very heart-moving. It comes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Oops. Here it is. Chapter 4. It's the second part, first of all. Second part, chapter 4, text 81 to 87. And I will try to present this in a way that is easy to follow. If I just read the text, we will have difficulties to follow. So it's described that there is a sadhaka, a sincere petitioner who wants to become Krishna conscious like all of us, and he finally reaches the kingdom of God and the Lord welcomes him. He says, "Welcome, welcome. My dear boy, I'm fortunate, most fortunate to meet you here. For so long, I have been eager to see you." So here we can see the Lord is extremely jubilant. He says twice, "Welcome, welcome." It's when you reach a friend, when a friend comes to your house and you really feel excited, you say, "Welcome," and then you feel, "Oh, my friend is here. Very much welcome. Come, come, come." You know, you're really excited. So that's how the Lord is. And then he repeats himself also. It's almost as if he doesn't speak clearly. "I'm so fortunate." And then he says, he repeats it again. "I'm so very fortunate that you have finally come." And here you can see what appears in Prabhupada's purport, that the Lord is more eager for us to return than we are. And he says, "My dear friend, you have passed many lifetimes without paying your attention to me." Krishna emphasizes, fühlt mit in Deutsch. He emphasizes with the devotee, "I know you have been going through many, many, many lives. There's a Maharati poet, Tulsidas, who says, I was a dog. I ran through the 8,400,000 villages. I was hungry, but all the doors were closed for me. It's an analogy. I was looking in the 8,400,000 forms of life for you, my Lord, but I didn't reach you. So Krishna emphatically, you know, emphasize with this. I know you have gone through many, many lives. But did you know that I was always waiting for you? I was hoping so much that you would come, that I would dance like a fool. In this comparison, a very nice comparison. A fool does things without a reason. So it seemed there was no reason that the soul would return to God. There was no small sign that this was happened. But nevertheless, without reason, I was so hopeful that you would return one day that I was dancing. So at this stage, there is a possible doubt. You are the Lord. I didn't give any signs that I would turn to you. I was lost. I had lost myself. I had lost our relationship. But you are the Lord. You could have come and you could have taken the initiative. Why did you, if you like me so much as you say, why did you just passively wait? You had could have come, bang. No, like I could say, you could come to Neuruppin. You're the Lord, no problem. You could easily find my address, and you could come in the door and just take me into the spiritual world. Why didn't you do this if you say you love me so much? When there's love and the person you love is foolish, I mean, is not responding, then if you really love him, you will not be frustrated with the person. You will try to help him if you really love him. But the Lord now says, see, there is a timeless law that I have created and I couldn't break that. The law of the Lord is he will not interfere in your life. If you want to enjoy, if you want to become a great person in the world, he will give you all the possibilities. This is the world which Krishna has created so that you can fulfill your desires, even if the desires lead you away from him. That's how much he loves you. And he will not interfere. He will not force you. He will not mix into your free will. That is his law. He can't break, he can't go over this. But still, Krishna is he is Krishna. He's not, you know, like us. He said, I needed at least a little pretext that I could help you. Pretext, Vorwand in Deutsch. And Krishna was thinking of Ajamil. Ajamil chanted at the time of his, you know, death. He chanted, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. You remember? He didn't think of Narayan, the Lord. He had no intention to think of the Lord. He was calling the name of his son, who was named by an amazing succession of events that's too long to get into, Narayan. But the Lord saw this is a pretext. Now I can act. Now I can break my laws. I can somehow go behind it. Let me send the Vishnu Dutas and let me get him, save him from death so that he gets a second chance. The Lord looked at any little gap in the law. Die kleinste Lücke im Gesetz versucht herauszufinden. And he found one in Ajamil's case. He had chanted a holy name, but didn't matter that he didn't mean Narayan. It was a pretext, a small little gap. He got fined to break his law. But you, the Lord continues, you didn't chant. I couldn't find any gap to go through you. But then I noticed, he will continue. Dear boy, you did not show me any mercy. You did not help me to help you. And as I thought about it, I grew impatient. I became full of anxiety that will he come to me? So I transgressed my eternal code of conduct, and I arranged for you to take a very special birth. Amazing. Now you will see an arrangement of Krishna. It's so good to bring someone to him without breaking the rules, but at the same time finding a way to go around them. My dear boy, in that divine district of Govardhan, my most holy abode, I myself became your guru, known by the name Jayanta. Now, any one of you who has ever visited Govardhan, who has visited, please. Wow! This is amazing. You are not an ordinary souls. So, anyone who comes there knows, when you go around that mountain, you feel Krishna is wonderful. You feel something in the heart. That's why Burijan Prabhu and some other devotees have made the vow. They want to create a retreat center there so that people can come and just stay at Govardhan and just feel the atmosphere. Feel how they are also turning to Krishna by the power of the place itself. So I made this arrangement. I made you take birth in Govardhan, and then I became your guru. My dear devotees, when do you know that the Lord shows someone mercy? It's a difficult question, I admit. You know it when the Lord makes an arrangement that devotees come into your life and somehow reach your heart, which is turned away from Krishna, which is Bahyamukha. Bahyamukha means you're turning to the material energy and you're too much involved in there. And that's when the Lord takes care of you. He sends devotees into your life, and the devotees somehow put it in their head, we must help this person. And sometimes the devotees go after us. Then we know. Now we have the mercy of the Lord. I know this in my life, that when the devotees went after me, you know, I saw them everywhere all of a sudden. I mean, there were scenes. I tried to run away from the devotees. I did not want to go the spiritual path. I was from Hamburg. Hamburgers don't like to surrender. They may be polite on the outside, but they are very independent in the inside. So I would meet devotees everywhere. And I started to run away from devotees. There were devotees chanting, and I was sitting across the road, and I was pretending to read a newspaper. I even know the name of the newspaper, Hamburger Abendblatt, you know, so that they didn't find out that I was there and didn't go after me. But I remember on that one day, how was this? Yes, I missed my first train. I had to go to somewhere, so I needed to run to get my second train. And I was not very careful, and I ran again into a devotee who fell on the ground. And this devotee came up. We were both in pain. I was really running, and bang, full collision. You know, head on collision, you would say. The devotee looked at me and said, "You are so strange." And it was not strange in the way Jim Morrison formulates strangeness. It was really really like an offense, you know, beleidigung. You are so strange. You are so interested, but you are hiding away from us. I saw you with that foolish newspaper. I said, "Why don't you find out about us? Read." I said, "I have no money for your literature. I just had two marks for the ticket." And then, anyways, the devotee sold me the newspaper, the Krishna, Back to Godhead, it was called. And I read it. I read the article of Prabhupada. It was called The Peace Formula. Beautiful article. I must admit, I could not understand totally. It was such concepts which were so different from what I thought. But I was convinced. And somehow I thought, this is very deep. It is very profound. I will read more. And then I started with the Bhagavad Gita, and then I began to visit the devotees and so on. But I know from my own thing, and an arrangement needed to be made. And this is how you know when Krishna makes an arrangement for you. He sends you devotees who somehow touch your heart in some ways. You may not even want this at the beginning. Your mind may not want it, because it's different than what you ever thought before. But that's how you know that Krishna shows you the mercy. Therefore, we always say, be careful with the devotees. Be careful how you act towards them, how you speak with them, because it could be that Krishna is trying to reach you through the devotees. It could also not be, but it could be. Just in case, better safe than sorry. So better be very careful, and so on. So I gave you the place. I gave you. I came as your guru, and now it was easy for you. Today, you have at last fulfilled the desire, the Lord says. I have harbored this desire for so long. Please, be happy here. Nourish your happiness and my happiness by staying here forever. So at this point in the discussion, Gopkumar might say, my Lord, I see you did so much for me. I thought you were silent. I thought you didn't make any arrangement for me. But I can see now you did so much to you. And I did nothing for you. But Krishna, anticipating, also er nimmt das vorweg, diesen Gedanken, anticipating this reaction of Gopkumar, says, no, you have done so much for me by finally at last turning to me and coming here. I'm so happy. Stay now. This is all for you. Stay here forever. You don't have to go. You stay here forever and ever and ever more. And be happy. No? Nourish your, what does he say? Nourish your happiness and my happiness also, that you're with me. Don't leave me. My dear devotees, where else can you find such love? That's why Krishna is loved all over the world. You will find Krishna worshipped in South India. You will find a little picture of Krishna in the cave of the mystic yogi who is there in the Himalaya meditating, doing yoga, pranayama and asanas. You will find Krishna everywhere because he's the embodiment, Verkörperung, of love. No, that is his speciality. That's our Lord. If you wish to read this, I really can recommend this. Or you can go to Gokrishna. He can take your good mobile, email contact, and he can send you these verses. I have done a little study on the verses and extracted from two comments on this verses the ideas that we can understand. Krishna, so let me look at that. Oh, good, we are in good time. My dear devotees, I want to wish you a very happy Jamashtami, and please celebrate on these two levels. The first level, try to find, be attentive when Bhagavad Dharma after this class will give you a little overview how we run this year, this very special festival, special in the sense that it is different than in other years, as you can see. And also please think about your present relationship with Krishna. How is it? Do you sometimes think of Krishna during your day? How often? How do you think of him? Who is he for you? Is he still a theoretical God? Is he practically there? Do you feel encouraged by Krishna? Do you feel drawn to him? Is there some feeling for him in your heart? Think like this, and then you can step before the altar this evening, 12 o'clock, or at the Abhishek, or during the day, there's any time is good. And you can have a talk with him. Krishna. So we have a few minutes for questions. If you would like to ask the question, we can go into this. Yes, Bhuta Bhavana Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a wonderful class. I wanted to ask regarding the purport to the verse that you chanted. So it talked about how by service to the pure devotee, one develops a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Yes.
So I was wondering if you could elaborate on service to the pure devotee. Is it taking instruction? And what do we need to do in order to really develop or receive that grace from the pure devotees so that we can also have that taste that they have, the hearing and chanting about Krishna?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Have you all understood the question? It's a good, very good and necessary question of Bhuta Bhavana. Yes? I'm trying to find this. Yes. Vasudeva Kataruchi. Please give me just a moment. It should be just here. I'm somehow, sometimes you found it a thousand times, but boom, there is a wall at the and you know, there is a verse in this section of the Bhagavatam which says, if you do not have taste in hearing and chanting, which is the prime process really in our line Gaudiya Vaishnavas, if you don't want to chant the holy name, you don't like to chant your japa for some reason, and you don't like to attend lectures or come to Krishna Katha, what you need to do, the text says, is you need to come in contact with devotees and serve them. Now the word seva, Sanskrit word for service, has various meanings. One meaning is to come close to. Another is to cultivate a relationship. Seva is not just doing something, bringing something, and so on. So as you come closer to devotees, and definitely the best way to become close to someone is to serve them. No? That's what you do when you want to come close to someone. You do something for them, and then a relationship very easily starts. So what you do when you want to come close to devotees and serve devotees, there are various items which you can do. You can offer gifts to them. Gifts include things which they need, dotis maybe. Gifts also can relate to monetary gifts. Then to come closer, you will have to do what Rupa Goswami says, asked confidential questions, really questions which are in your heart. And you should also, if you find faith developing in your heart, reveal yourself and say, this is my problem. I can't move beyond this point. Is there some help, please? If you know anything, please tell me. And in this way, you come closer. You develop a close relationship. And in that close relationship with anyone, the qualities or the mindset of the person becomes available to you. Do you know the sitar instrument, Bhuta Bhavana? This is an example which Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses for taking on the qualities of the person we associate with. When you play on the melody strings of a sitar, you know that, then the strings which are underneath, they are called the resonance strings. Have you seen this? They start to move also and make sound. So you start to make sound. The music of Krishna consciousness, the taste of Krishna consciousness comes once you're close enough to a devotee, and then you start to resonate. You start to make music again, Buddha Bhavana. It all makes sense for you. You are absolutely encouraged. It comes out of you, the bhakti. Because all of us are already bhaktas. We are already devotees of Krishna. Sleeping within us is Krishna consciousness. And when we are with a strong generator of Krishna consciousness, and we are open to the, you know, we are not fighting and or closing ourselves, you know, then we will, something begins to, a good English word is become activated, which is sleeping inside. That's your two music strings are Satchit Ananda. You're an eternal being. You're full of inner knowing. It means you don't need to read anything or hear anything. It's there, inner knowing. And you are, unlimited bliss, unlimited joyfulness. So when you come in contact with a close to a devotee, and this you do by service, bringing gifts, any gifts, you know, and also accepting prasadam, you know. It's and opening yourself. Therefore, the word guyam means confidential, is given in that verse. And then you become influenced. It's more than influenced. It's you become awakened. What is there comes out. I was once staying in Dharamshala. Some of you have noted that I'm teaching now often meditation and Krishna consciousness, mostly to outsiders. I learned meditation in traditional ways. So in Dharamshala, I was staying in a guest house, and I was looking into an ashram of some Buddhists. You know, there was a balcony, and I was always looking at there. And, you know, they learned together, they chanted, and they did their studies. They are very difficult texts, philosophical texts. They study them to make the music. Boom, boom, bang, bang. You know, this heavy, amazing music. And then they also would walk in the courtyard, and they would be so human. They would laugh with each other. They would joke, and they would be such. There was such a good atmosphere, different from many ashrams, including Hare Krishna ashrams, which I had seen. So I wanted to find out the secret. What do they practice there? So I went to. It's called an abbot. The apt, you know, and I asked, I see you have such good relationships here. What do you do? And the abbot told me, see, we are seeing each other as sleeping Buddhas. We're not yet there, sleeping. We just need to awaken each other. So in this way, we deal with each other very friendly, very respectfully. You're not disrespectful towards a sleeping Buddha. You are, in Krishna consciousness, we have also the concept, a bud. You are like a bud, eine Knospe. Oh, Knospchen. Knospe means you have the ability to awaken and blossom to full Krishna consciousness, you know. So we treat each other as sleeping Buddhas. I thought, wonderful, wonderful. And I said, my spiritual master also said that in our original constitutional position, we are enlightened beings, Krishna conscious. We are in our original constitutional position. We are, every one of you, Ananda Chaitanya, Ananda, all the Anandas here, or this or that, all of you are enlightened beings in your constitutional real position. but at the moment, maybe still a little bit sleeping, just already in the REM phase, you know, just before awakening, light sleep, not heavy sleep. So yes, good. So I'm watching now the wristwatch. We are a little over time. I thank you for I picked you because I know you always have questions which are right on the point. Thank you very much. So have a wonderful Jamashtami. Just stay for 1 second. Bhagavad Dharma will give us the idea of the festival. Shri Krishna Jamashtami Mahotsava Ki Gaura Premanandi Haribo.